Foundation Minister of Primary Resources and Tourism, Dato' Seri Setia Dr. Haji Abdul Manaf bin Haji Metusin, spoke about the strong relationship between Indonesia and Brunei as neighboring ASEAN countries. At the networking session between Brunei and Indonesia agencies in Jakarta on Tuesday, he highlighted existing partnership in tourism, including a mutual recognition agreement, or MRA, to promote popular tourist destinations. Haji Abdul Manaf said he hopes for even closer cooperation to boost tourism by improving travel connections and encouraging more visitors between the two countries.
So, jadi dengan adanya cooperation dengan Beijing ini antara antara Brunei dan Indonesia.
With this partnership, I hope tourists from Indonesia, Malaysia, and Brunei can enjoy the beauty of both countries. My hope is that more people will visit each other's countries. I also look forward for closer cooperation of the government to grow the tourism sector by improving connection, access, and policies. With support from ASEAN, I believe we can make this partnership even stronger.
Akan bekerjasama dengan lebih erat untuk memajukan lagi industri pelancongan untuk G2G, untuk productivity, untuk access, untuk apa namanya dasar. So memang diharapkan akan dapat lebih lagi erat. Terutama sekali dengan adanya umbrella ASEAN.
In 2024, 25,974 Indonesians visited Brunei, while 15,000 people from Brunei traveled to Indonesia. Haji Abdul Manaf hopes that by 2025, the number of visitors between the two countries could reach 1 million. Still related to tourism and also Brunei Darussalam, Minister Dato' Seri Setia Dr. Haji Abdul Manaf bin Haji Metusin revealed that Indonesia has a great opportunity to attract lots of tourists. This was stated by Haji Abdul Manaf at the networking session between Brunei and Indonesia agencies in Jakarta on Tuesday. Haji Abdul Manaf explained that Indonesia has great tourism potential that is not owned by the Kingdom of Brunei. For example, Indonesia has UNESCO sites, geoparks, Labuan Bajo, Belitung, and others that makes Indonesia able to attract many tourists.
Oh, banyak. Macam, you know, the UNESCO site.
Indonesia has so great tourism potential such as Borobudur, Geopark. They are all potential to attract more tourists.
For Indonesian to attract
because of the size of the country, you can even go to Labuan Bajo, Belitung, so many places.
Over the college, Labuan Bajo, you go to Belitung, you go so many places that can attract a lot of people.
It's all about promotion. So I think Indonesia has no problem in attracting the kind of tourists.
So I think Indonesia nggak ada masalah attracting that kind of tourists.
Moreover, Haji Abdul Manaf further explained that the people of Brunei prefer to visit Jakarta and Bandung for sport tourism, which is golf, and shopping for fashion, textiles, batik, and food. Meanwhile, Indonesian tourists visiting Brunei do more religious tourism and education tourism. And according to Haji Abdul Manaf, to facilitate tourists visiting Indonesia and Brunei, in the near future, there will be flights from Balikpapan to Brunei and vice versa. Ruwa Ahmed from the University of Sydney and Alexandra Mulcasta from RMIT University in Melbourne will join Voice of Indonesia for a one-month internship as part of the ITJS Journalism Professional Practicum, or JPP. The program will run from January 20th until February the 14th, 2025. Speaking in Jakarta on Monday, Rua, a psychology and media communication student, said she is excited to see how broadcasting in Indonesia differs from her previous experiences.
I've worked like in journalism, I've worked in reporting, I've worked in media editing as well. So I wanted to see a different style of broadcasting, that's why I came to Indonesia.
Meanwhile, Alexander McCaster, a journalism student at RMIT University in Melbourne, said she's excited to learn more about how media works in Indonesia and also to experience the country's culture.
I just thought it was a great opportunity to get to know what media is like in Indonesia as well, as being our closest neighbour, one of our closest neighbours, and also, gain some experience in
The Journalism Professional Practicum, or JPP, is an internship program run by the Australian Consortium for In-Country Indonesian Studies, or abbreviated as AJICIS. Since it began in 2008, the program has drawn many Australian students, giving them the chance to gain work experience in Indonesia while also learning about the country's culture. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has ensured that there are no Indonesian citizens reported to be the victims in the earthquake that hit Kyushu Island in southwestern Japan Monday night local time. According to the Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Indonesian Legal Assistance of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yuda Nugraha, the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo and Indonesian Consul General in Osaka immediately communicate with the Indonesian citizens in the earthquake affected area to ensure their safety. Yuda Nugraha, through his written statement, stated that there are 2,204 Indonesian citizens recorded to be living in Miyazaki Prefecture and 964 others are reported to be living in Kochi. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake was reported near the coast of Kyushu Island, southern Japan, according to the Japan Meteorological Agency on Monday. Indonesian Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Maman Abdurrahman emphasized his ministry's commitment to supporting food security by providing financing for equipment to MSME players. He affirmed that several strategies have been taken to ensure that MSMEs can contribute optimally to supporting national food security. According to him on Tuesday, the Ministry of MSMEs is preparing a ministerial regulations to allocate around $1.22 billion for subsidized low interest rate people's business credit, specifically for production equipment. This program aims to help especially farmers, livestock farmers, and MSME entrepreneurs in the fisheries sector obtain business equipment with a credit ceiling up to $122.895. The head of Indonesian Marine Security Agency Bakamla, Rear Admiral of Indonesian Military Irvansha, has said that he has drafted a bill on marine security and will submit it into the Indonesian House of Representatives. Irvansha, when giving a press statement after attending the commemoration of the 19th anniversary of the agency in Jakarta, just to explain that the Marine Security Bill is currently urgent because it will specifically regulate the agency. In addition, he explained that the bill is necessary along with the importance of the existence of a Coast Guard or Sea and Coast Guard in Indonesia. Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs encourages teachers and lecturers under the auspices of the Ministry of Religious Affairs to be proficient in utilizing technology and information to transform knowledge to students. Inspector General of Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs Faisal Ali Hashim in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra on Tuesday asked teachers to actively upload various learning contents to various available platforms. He considered in addition to educating the public, Faisal also encouraged teachers and lecturers, including students, to have language skills so that cultural abilities between one nation and another become important.
Listener, today's commentary is about the meaning of the Japanese Prime Minister's visit to Indonesia. In the Indonesian presidential agenda in January, Japanese Prime Minister Ishiba Shigeru visited the presidential palace in Bogor, Uva on Saturday. This marks the first visit to Indonesia by a head of state in 2025 under the presidency of Prabowo Subianto. In his press statement, Prime Minister Ishiba Shigeru said that Indonesia was one of the countries he visited as part of his first overseas trip. It is because Indonesia is seen as having a large economic market, hence he wants to improve relations with the Southeast Asian region. Another notable aspect of the Japanese Prime Minister's visit to Indonesia, apart from being the first country visited in early 2025, is Japan's intention to support the Asachita aid missions introduced by President Prabowo Subianto's administration. During the meeting, Japan agreed to assist food security and enhance human quality through the free nutritious meals and food self-sufficiency programs. According to President Prabowo, Japan has conducted the free meals program for the past 8 years. In the defense sector, both countries agreed to support regional security and stability to create a safe and peaceful environment. Japan is providing Indonesia with patrol boats, including military defense training, to support regional security. In environmental support and disaster mitigation, Indonesia and Japan are collaborating to study disaster mitigation, including volcanic disasters. Japan will also cooperate and invest in natural energy, natural resources, downstreaming, and industrialization. Looking at the major agenda brought by Prime Minister Ishiba Shigeru during this visit, Indonesia should respond promptly and seize the opportunities presented. This is especially important during the early 100 days of President Prabowo's administration, which is filled with programs focused on food security, safety, food self-sufficiency, and economic development. The Japanese Prime Minister's visit to Indonesia at the year's beginning at his first state visit signifies Indonesia's importance in the eyes of Japan. It symbolizes the strengthening of relations between the two countries in the future. All offers, assistance, and cooperation are hoped to be mutually beneficial and not only lead to increased debt. Regarding Prime Minister Ishiba Shigeru's visit, President Prabowo also emphasized the importance of maintaining regional stability amid global dynamics, as it is essential to foster good relations with countries worldwide, including all economic blocs. Well, listener, that's the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Listener, you're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, and that was the news. Right now, let's move on into today and history.
Listener, we start today in history with an event on January 14th, 1953, the inauguration of Josip Broz Tito as the first president of the Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. Josip Broz Tito officially became president of Yugoslavia on January 14, 1953. He held the position for the starting in 1974. He was a famous figure in Yugoslavia and around the world. Tito was the first communist leader to take charge in Yugoslavia. He has also known as a unifying leader who managed to keep Yugoslavia's federation intact through various domestic policies. Tito gained more global attention when he became one of the key leaders of the non-aligned movement with Indonesia's Sukarno, India's Jawaharlal Nehru, and Egypt's Gamal Abdel Nasser. Next, we move to January 14, 2016, when a bomb exploded in front of the Sarinah building in Jakarta. On January 14, 2016, a suicide bombing occurred at the intersection of Mohammed Husni Tamrin and Wahid Hashim streets in central Jakarta. The attack was linked to the radical group ISIS. The first bomb went off at a Starbucks next to the Sarinah building at 10:30 a.m. 11 seconds later, another explosion occurred at a police post near the intersection. Three attackers died after blowing themselves up. Following this, a gunman named Afif approached a crowd and started shooting. He killed one Canadian citizen and two police officers. About 20 minutes later, another attacker's bomb exploded, killing five terrorists and two civilians at a police post. In total, eight people died and 24 others were injured. We close today in history with World Logic Day. World Logic Day is celebrated every year on January 14th. It was officially proclaimed by UNESCO in 2019. January 14th was chosen because it marks the death of Kurt Gödel and the birth of Alfred Tarski, two of the greatest logicians of the 20th century. World Logic Day aims to encourage international cooperation, promote the development of logic in research and education, support activities by associations, universities, and institutions involved in logic, and raise public awareness of logic and its impact on science, technology, and innovation. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia to negotiate lower trade tariffs with the United States through bilateral cooperation. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said Indonesia would negotiate lower trade tariffs with the United States through bilateral cooperation. This effort is being made as a way to prepare for the potential trade tariff policies under Donald Trump's upcoming administration. Minister Erlangga Hartarto stated this after the IBC Business Competitiveness Outlook 2025 event in Jakarta on Monday. He explained that trade cooperation between Indonesia and the United States can be pursued through various mechanisms such as the Free Trade Agreement or FTA or other forms of collaboration. The goal is to improve Indonesia's market access to the United States. Previously, through Platform X, Donald Trump announced he would impose 100% tariffs on BRICS countries including China, Russia, Brazil, India, South Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates, while Indonesia has just become a new BRICS member last week, January the 6th. This threat would apply if BRICS launches a new currency that could compete with the US dollar. Quoting a report from Antara, the minister said that the issue of trade tariffs under Trump's leadership is not something new for Indonesia. He said Indonesia is already somewhat used to the tariffs imposed by the United States. Even before Indonesia joined BRICS, the US had already imposed tariffs on several Indonesian products such as shoes, clothing, and various other commodities. Meanwhile, Vietnam's products are not subject to these tariffs. That was my Indonesia Today.
Ada di setiap pagi sepanjang harimu. Tak mungkin bila engkau tak tahu bila ku menyimpan rasa yang ku pendam sejak lama. Setiap pagi ku menunggu di depan pintu, siapkan senyum terbaikku agar cerah harimu. Cukup bagiku melihatmu tersenyum manis setiap pagimu, siangmu, malammu. Sesaat dia datang, pesona bagai pangeran, dan beri kau harapan. Bualan cinta di masa depan, engkau lupakan aku, semua usahaku, semua pagi kita, semua malam kita. Depan pintu dan tak ada lagi tutur manis merayu. Setiap pagi ku menunggu di depan pintu, siapkan senyum terbaikku agar cerah harimu. Cukup bagiku melihatmu tersenyum manis setiap pagimu, siangmu, malammu. Sesaat dia datang, pesona bagai pangeran, dan beri kau harapan. Bualan cinta di masa depan, kau lupakan aku, semua usahaku, semua pagi kita, semua malam kita. Engkau memilih dia, takkan lagi ku sebodoh ini. Taruh di dalam angan, angan tak
just listen to a song by Tulus with The Window or A Decade. Imagine after one decade of loving somebody, that guy goes for someone else. It's gonna be so painful, right? But stay with us in The Voice of Indonesia for more things are coming, just like the next one. We have Tompi with Menghujam Jantungku. Tompi with Menghujam Jantungku. And after this, listener, we'll bring you to Indonesia, in your mind, of course. So don't worry about the various Indonesian dishes made from rice in Indonesian Wanda.
Listener, rice, which is commonly cooked into plain white rice, is a staple food for most Indonesians. But did you know, rice can also be made into a variety of other dishes? One of them is ketupat. Ketupat or kupat is a traditional Indonesian dish made from rice wrapped in a woven young coconut leaves called janur and cooked by boiling. Ketupat is a signature dish during Lebaran Idul Fitr festivity, typically served with opor ayam or chicken curry, sambal goreng ati or fried chicken liver with diced potato and beans, curry, and other vegetables. Aside from ketupat, there's also burasa. At a glance, burasa looks similar to ketupat, but the difference lies in its flat shape, which is not as long, and it is wrapped in banana leaves. Burasa is a special Idul Fitr dish from Makassar, South Sulawesi, often eaten with a variety of dishes like curry, stir-fried sambal chili paste, opor ayam, or choto Makassar, which is Makassar beef soup. To make burasa, rice and coconut milk are cooked until soft, then wrapped in banana leaves and tied with a plastic rope or banana leaf strips. Afterward, it is boiled until fully cooked. Listener, in Ternate, there is a rice-based dish called pali-pali. Pali-pali is a long, cylindrical dish similar to lontong. It's made from rice and wrapped in woven lontar palm leaves before being steamed. Pali-pali is often served during festive occasions or sacred ceremonies. This dish is typically served with vegetable soups or stir-fried dishes. Well, listeners, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Coba kau bayangkan, engkau diperlukan, mentari terbenam, malam jadi tenang. Coba kau bayangkan, waktu terlupakan, engkau diperlukan, takkan ku lepaskan. Di sini, engkau di sini.
mention that you can speak Indonesian fluently, so when you come to this place, not only you are getting so familiar or so close with the locals, but you also get discounts just because you can speak Indonesian. So to help you learn about Indonesian language, let's listen to the Let's Speak Indonesian Language right after this song.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Labuan Bajo. Di Labuan Bajo.
Which means, in Labuan Bajo. You will listen to conversations about
Keren, keren.
Which means cool. The conversations is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Nana, a tour guide, at a bistro in Labuan Bajo. After crossing from Sape Port, Sumbawa Island, to Labuan Bajo Port, Chris met Nana, who told him about the activity plan at Manta Point, a popular diving spot in Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to their conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Keren, keren.
Which means cool. We will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after us.
Keren, keren.
Which means cool.
Kegiatan, kegiatan.
Which means activity.
Besok, besok.
Which means tomorrow.
Vlog, vlog.
Which means vlog.
Menarik, menarik.
Which means interesting.
Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means, cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog.
Bertemu, bertemu.
Which means meet.
Pemuda Bajo, pemuda Bajo.
Which means young Bajo people.
Menyelam, menyelam.
Which means dive.
Tanpa, tanpa.
Which means without.
Alat bantu, alat bantu.
Which means supporting equipment. In the conversations, you hear the expression
keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik. Keren, kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Which means cool, tomorrow's activity will be an interesting vlog. There is the word
keren, keren.
Which means cool, which is the expressions of amazement, excitement, and anticipation. Those feelings are related to Chris' amazement to the diving skill of young Bajo people, his excitement to the activity at Manta Point and to meet young Bajo people, and anticipation to make an interesting vlog. Other example, let's listen to another use of
keren, keren,
which means cool, in another sentence.
Penampilan Chris hari ini keren. Penampilan Chris hari ini keren.
Which means, Chris looks cool today.
Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo. Keren sekali pemandangan Pantai Merah di Labuan Bajo.
Which means, the scenery of Merah Beach in Labuan Bajo is so cool. The Bajo tribe who lives in some waters of Indonesia, such as Sulawesi, East Kalimantan, Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, is well known for their expertise in diving. They can dive with a sporting equipment for a quite long duration, Their diving skill was the inspiration of James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Sudah lama menunggu, Nana?
Belum lama.
Besok pagi, kita akan langsung ke Manta Point.
Seperti yang Bang Chris minta, kita akan bertemu dengan pemuda Bajo. Dia mahir menyelam tanpa alat bantu.
Keren. Kegiatan besok akan menjadi vlog yang menarik.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about...
Keren. Keren.
Which means cool. We hope today's edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Farno Olivia.
Bye-bye.
Sampai jumpa.
Collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Sejuta rasa-rasa yang tak mampu diungkapkan kata-kata.
Choosing the Voice of Indonesia to accompany your activity right now. Actually, it's around, well, evening in Indonesia, and some places in Jakarta are drizzling or wet because of the rain. And of course, we will still be accompanying whatever and wherever you are with a lot of good songs coming from Indonesia. So stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Music Corner presents a Malay song titled Bidar Melaju by Selina Salsabila. The song is created by Fir Azwar. It tells the story of Bidar. Fir Azwar writes this song as Bidar is slowly being forgotten with time. Bidar is another name for pencalang boat. Back in Palembang Sultanate era, pencalang boat, known for its speed, was used for river patrols to ensure the security of areas surrounded by rivers. Today, Bidar boat races are often held in Palembang, South Sumatra. The song Bidar Melaju also reflects the strong and competitive spirit of the Palembang community, symbolized by Bidar boat that keeps moving forward on the Musi River. Well, listener, let's enjoy the Malay song Bidar Melaju by Selina Salsabila. Enjoy.
Bertemu Jika ku mendengarlah, kini kau tak lagi dengannya. Dalam benakku timbulnya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahan? Atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Namun, siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena
I'd like to thank everybody who has been listening to this broadcast on 3325 kHz and also 4755 kHz. Please do not forget to follow our social media accounts so that you can know the next programs and also give us comments to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, and then Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, and also to our, how do we call it? Our YouTube channel, VOI Official. We will still be here with a lot of things coming from Indonesia. And the next one is gonna be the Mandarin or the Chinese language program, still from The Voice of Indonesia. Well then, I'm Steve. I'd like to say thank you very much for joining Voice of Indonesia. And stay tuned to The Voice of Indonesia.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia.
Halo pendengar Voice of Indonesia, saya Skarsari masih menemani Anda hingga 60 menit ke depan. Beberapa mata acara akan kami hadirkan di ruang dengar Anda, dimulai dengan warta berita, komentar dan info ringan lainnya, serta hiburan lagu-lagu pop Indonesia. Baik pendengar, kita mulai dengan warta berita. Tetaplah bersama kami Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia.
Dari Jakarta, Voice of Indonesia dalam warta berita.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Badan Keamanan Laut Republik Indonesia telah menyusun draft RUU Keamanan Laut. Jumlah wisatawan dari Norwegia ke Indonesia terus meningkat. Bersama saya Nova Kasim, inilah warta berita selengkapnya. Berita pertama dari dalam negeri. Kepala Badan Keamanan Laut Bakamla RI Laksamana Madya TNI Irfansyah mengatakan telah menyusun draft rancangan undang-undang RUU tentang keamanan laut